Hello everyone, welcome back. It's me, Christopher.
And me, Laura. I have to say, I love your new haircut.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, your hair color looks a little bit different. It looks better.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll accept your compliment. But okay. It's my same hair color, it's just less long.
Anyway, we're not talking about Chris's hair today. We are talking about something even better. Dessert!
Ooh, dessert.
Chris, yeah?
Well, do you have a favorite dessert?
Oh, I hate it when people ask me, do you have a favorite dessert? Because I just love desserts. I mean, I don't have one particular favorite one. Mm-hmm. I love ice cream, chocolate cake, frozen yogurt.
Ooh.
Yummy. What about you? Do you have a favorite dessert?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess?
No.
It's the donut. I love donuts. I once ate a dozen, which is 12, donuts for lunch.
That is not healthy.
Yeah, it gave me a stomachache.
Okay.
And I was hyper.
Oh, okay, that's great. Well, today we're going to talk about another kind of dessert, which we won't tell yet. Well, let's find out what it is.
Reading. The Lasting Charm of Cupcakes.
They're as American as baseball, apple pie, and hamburgers. First mentioned in a cookbook in 1796, the cupcake has been experiencing a renaissance in recent years among dessert lovers. These cakes baked in cups are a staple at many birthday parties, weddings, and baby showers. Starting with a small cake, usually chocolate, vanilla, or even banana, cupcakes are then topped with frosting and other ingredients. This is when the baker's creativity comes into play, as designs range from the classic frosting and sprinkles to the wacky, including frosting made to look like cartoon characters, animals, or even other food. Cupcakes are so popular these days that there's even a TV show in America dedicated to the toil and trouble at a cupcake bakery. Washington, D.C.'s Georgetown Cupcakes, the shop featured on the show, sees hour-long lines almost every single day of the week as people clamor to try its delicious confections. Even people in Taiwan have gotten in on the fun in recent years, and several bakeries specializing in cupcakes can be found. So, if you're looking for a sweet treat for a special someone, why not buy a few cupcakes?
Okay, let's get right into the article.
Right.
They're as American as baseball, apple pie, and hamburgers.
They're not donuts?
No, they're not donuts.
Oh, okay, well, we'll try to figure out what it is later. Okay, I want to explain a little bit. Okay,
okay.
Here we see they're as American as.
Right.
那一般我们用到 as 什么什么 as 中间我们通常都会用像是 tall, pretty, big 等等的形容词 as tall as pretty as 表示跟什么一样的高啊漂亮啊等等。那今天的课文呢？ 这么来形容，我们来猜猜看，到底他在讲什么呢？ 他说 they're as American as baseball, apple pie, and hamburgers. 也就是说，某一个甜点呢，他们就跟这个美国棒球啦，或是苹果派、汉堡等等一样的 American 很美式哦。 So exactly what are we talking about, Chris?
Well, they were first mentioned in a cookbook in 1796. The cupcake, we're talking about the cupcake, has been experiencing a renaissance in recent years among dessert lovers.
Oh, okay, I want to stop here and talk about the word cookbook.
No problem.
Cookbook 就是食谱, it's basically a book of recipes.
Right.
Recipe 的拼法是 R-E-C-I-P-E. Recipe 是什么呢? 其实它也是这个食谱, 不过它可能是某一个就是可能菜啦, 或者是蛋糕的一个怎么烹饪的制作的方法哦。 所以基本上你可以说 a cookbook is really a recipe book. OK, 所以今天我们主题要讲的是什么? Ta-da! Cupcake, 也就是杯子蛋糕。 And that there was a difficult word, renaissance. What does that mean?
A renaissance. Okay, so a renaissance is a new growth or interest in something like art, music, literature, or in this case, a dessert. Now, also, we use Renaissance to mean a specific time period. When we say the Renaissance, and we use the big R, the capital R, for the Renaissance. And this was a period of growth and activities in art, literature, and philosophy during the 14th, 15th, and 16th centuries.
Wow.
Yes. A very important time. Yeah. That's when Shakespeare wrote all his great plays. Okay, our example sentence for Renaissance. Ben Affleck has enjoyed a renaissance in recent years for his work as a film director. Mm. Ben Affleck has enjoyed a renaissance or a growth in popularity in recent years for his work as a film director. In fact, his most recent movie, Argo, just won Best Picture at the Academy Awards.
Yeah, 雅虎出任务. That's the Chinese translation.
Oh, for Oscar?
No, for his movie Argo.
It's
a long translation in Chinese.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so Renaissance 就是新生啦，或者是复活。不过注意哦，如果呢，我们看到它前面有个 the， 然后我们看到这个是大写的 R， the Renaissance， 它则是指这个文艺复兴这时候的时期哦。We talked about dessert lovers.
Right.
Now we talk about something lover, like I can be a chocolate lover, Andre, he's a baseball lover.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, so 我们可以在 lover 前面呢加上一个任何你喜欢的人事物，就是什么什么的爱好者，所以这里我们讲的是 dessert lovers， 就是很喜欢吃甜点的人了。那注意哦， the word dessert, do not confuse it with another word, which is spelled D-E-S-E-R-T,
right.
One S.那个字呢是念 desert、OK 对，就是沙漠的意思。One S and the pronunciation is different. Desert. Now dessert, which is what we're talking about today, 就是餐后的甜点。And there are two S's, 两个 S, dessert.
Now you should try to memorize this because there are certain restaurants in the United States that actually spell them. They use desert for dessert. So it's like, you'll look at the menu and it says desert menu and you're like, so silly. Exactly. So these cakes baked in cups. So they're really small cups, not like a coffee cup, but maybe like in a baking tray. Do you have a Chinese for that, baking tray?
It's
a little baked. Okay, so these cakes baked in cups are a staple at many birthday parties, weddings, and baby showers. Now, when we say staple, we don't mean the tiny U-shaped metal wire that we use to hold pieces of paper or sheets of paper together. Staple here means a basic food or a main product or material. Like, for example, the big storm preparations are a staple of typhoon season. So when we have a warning for a typhoon, you'll see people putting up wooden boards on windows in front of banks or sandbags on the ground. So our example sentence, we've run out of staples like bread and milk. Could you go to the store to pick some up? We've run out of staples, so essentials, like bread and milk. Could you go to the store to pick up some, please?
其实 staple 有很多意思，那在本课有的主要的商品哦，那接着会说是什么样的一个情形才算是一个主要的商品，这杯蛋糕。另外呢 ，staple 也有主食啦，这样子的意思，或者是呢，我们在用的 stapler 订书机里面这个订书针啦。And we mentioned about baby showers. What is that?
Right. Well, baby showers are not like babies falling from the sky like rain. thankfully. Could you imagine the size of the umbrella and how strong it would have to be to bounce off?
I feel sorry for the baby falling from the sky.
Oh, they're fine. I picture all violent things in a cartoon manner, so it doesn't seem like it hurts anybody. All right, but no, a baby shower is when a mother-to-be has a party where people bring her gifts. These gifts are for the baby or to help the mother take care of the child. So my niece, this is our example sentence. My niece's baby shower had a good turnout, so she received a lot of gifts.
Cool.
My niece's baby shower, so the shower or the party for her baby, had a good turnout. And turnout means when a lot of people show up to an event, like a party. So she received a lot of gifts.
Cool. Okay, so 注意哦，这里 baby shark 的 shark 不是指这个，哎，就是下毛毛雨，然后有这个 baby 掉下来，不是啦。Baby shark 就是新生儿的派对，就是有人生了宝宝，然后就帮他 throw a party 办一个派对。那其实常常我们还有这些像不同的 shower 来表示舞会，像是 bridal shower 就是为新娘庆祝婚礼而开的 party， 还有 wedding shower 就是庆祝这个婚礼而开的 party。Okay。
Okay, so I've read that a lot of couples are taking the cupcake route instead of the traditional cake one because it allows more variety and doesn't lead to the same excessive waste as a large cake might at a wedding.
That's a really good point. And also, like, if you don't want to get fat, you can just have one cupcake.
That's true. Yeah. But if you're a dessert lover like you, you might try all flavors.
I want to take them all home.
Now, if you were to get married...Tomorrow, would you rather have a cake or cupcakes?
Cupcakes.
Me too. Okay, the article continues. Starting with a small cake, the one that's baked in the cup, and usually with chocolate, vanilla, or even banana-flavored bread. And then the cupcakes are then topped with frosting. Oh. So frosting is a sweet coating that you spread atop the cake. It's kind of like...You put butter on bread. For donuts, you have frosting on as well.
Yeah, nice.
So, I love frosting on donuts and cupcakes, but I hate it on cakes.
Interesting.
True, I do. I love frosting on donuts and cupcakes, but I hate it on big cakes.
所以透过我们提到说杯子蛋糕它通常上面有什么 frosting, 就是有种像糖霜这样子的一层的上面 and other ingredients. Ingredient 就是成分。
Okay, and we spell frosting F-R-O-S-T-I-N-G, F-R-O-S-T-I-N-G, frosting. This is where the baker's creativity comes into play. Come into play means to begin to have an influence on something. So, for example, let's say you are a big fan of Korean pop music and that you're in a band. If your band's sound begins to resemble or sound like K-pop, then you could say your appreciation for K-pop has come into play.
Oh, so come into play 有的那种开始要起一些作用这样的意思。那基本上课文这里是说如何把这个杯子蛋糕上面的装饰用得好看又好吃。诶，这时候呢就是烘焙时发挥它创意的时候啦。Well, that's a shortcut for you phrase, right?
Yes, it is. So how about we check it out?
Okay.
Shortcut for you.
What are you writing?
The next great novel. It will be my masterpiece.
Have you ever written a book before?
No, never. This is my first try. But this is where my imagination comes into play.
What games does your imagination play?
Oh, no. Come into play means something becomes involved.
I see. Come into play means 发挥作用. When will your book be finished?
Well, for that, your help must come into play.
Me?
Yes. Can you read it and tell me if it's any good?All right, welcome back. So, this is when the baker's creativity comes into play as designs range from the classic frosting, which I meant is just vanilla or chocolate, and sprinkles, to the wacky. Okay, well, before we get to the wacky, let's explain range. Range is a verb. It means to be limited to a particular length,amount or area. So, for example, his vocal range is affected by his changing body. I'm talking about Justin Bieber. So his vocal range, his ability to hit certain notes, is affected by his changing body as he becomes, you know, what some people consider an adult.
That's interesting. Okay, range from something to something 其实就是要表示呢就是某件事东西呢有很多的种类它的范围涉及或是很广这样子的意思啦。Okay, so let's continue reading. It says,
frosting.
Frosting, sprinkles.
Sprinkles are the little colorful pieces of candy you can put on a cupcake. Mm-hmm. To the wacky. And the wacky is including frosting made to look like cartoon characters, animals, or even other foods.
Wow.
In college, I had cupcakes that were made by a girl that looked like spaghetti and meatballs. But it was delicious.
Nice. 所以一般在这蛋糕上的装饰呢，有类似像 sprinkle， 就是撒在蛋糕上的小点点那种甜粉这样子。还有呢，像是比较古怪，就是 wacky 的一些装饰，像是会长得像卡通人物啊，或是动物等等。That's so cool. I love wacky ones. Well, surprises.
All right. Well, cupcakes are so popular these days that there's even a TV show in America dedicated to the toil and trouble.At a cupcake bakery.
Mm-hmm.
So dedicated to means designed to be used for a particular purpose. And here's an example of it. Google's Gmail and GChat services are dedicated to keeping people in contact with each other. Google's Gmail and GChat services are dedicated to keeping people in contact or able to talk with each other.
Dedicate to 通常有着奉献于或是献身于什么，不过在课文呢，它有着把这个献题可能是一个作品献，就是题献给什么东西。
Okay, and there's one other thing we saw in there that's kind of a lesser important note, but it's toil and trouble, and that's actually a reference to...The Shakespeare play Macbeth.
That's true. 其实刚刚我们提到那个很可爱 Double Double Toil and Trouble， 它是来自于这个莎士比亚非常有名的 Macbeth 马可白当中 A Witch's Chant， 就是那个巫婆她在Before she meets Macbeth， 她一开始就有在这边有念一些咒语。那这个呢，到底它是什么意思？其实不是我们今天的主题，也不重要，而且还流传很久。到底它是什么意思 ？I think there's a lot of people talking about the real meaning of it, but no.
Maybe Shakespeare. All right, so Washington, D.C.'s Georgetown Cupcakes, the shop featured on the show, sees hour-long lines almost every single day of the week. Hour-long is an adjective. It means continuing for 1 hour. We had to deal with hour-long lines during the peak of the Christmas season shopping. We had to deal with hour-long lines, that means an hour-long wait, during the peak of the Christmas season shopping.
Okay, next the article reads as people clamor to try its delicious confections. Clamor 就有着就是吵闹着要这个东西 confection 就是西点。
And even people in Taiwan have gotten in on the fun in recent years, and several bakeries specializing in cupcakes can be found. Specialize means to spend most of your time studying one particular subject, so these people study only cupcakes.
That's true. So, if you're looking for a sweet treat for a special someone, why not buy a few cupcakes?
It would be a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
For You Chat.
All right, here's our question. What do you think will be the next dessert trend and why?
I tried this really yummy thing. It's called Canelé in Chinese. You know what it is?
Canelé?
Yeah, that's it. It's really cute. What about you? What do you think?
I think the macaron is the next dessert trend. And I say this because I can already see it gaining popularity in Asia. This is partly because of its small shape and range of colors and flavors.
Yes.
I think people in Taiwan think it's cute.
Yeah, macaron.
The lasting charm of cupcakes.
They're as American as baseball, apple pie, and hamburgers. First mentioned in a cookbook in 1796, the cupcake has been experiencing a renaissance in recent years among dessert lovers. These cakes baked in cups are a staple at many birthday parties, weddings, and baby showers. Starting with a small cake, usually chocolate, vanilla, or even banana,Cupcakes are then topped with frosting and other ingredients. This is when the baker's creativity comes into play, as designs range from the classic frosting and sprinkles to the wacky, including frosting made to look like cartoon characters, animals, or even other food. Cupcakes are so popular these days that there's even a TV show in America dedicated to the toil and trouble at a cupcake bakery.Washington, D.C.'s Georgetown Cupcakes, the shop featured on the show, sees hour-long lines almost every single day of the week as people clamor to try its delicious confections. Even people in Taiwan have gotten in on the fun in recent years, and several bakeries specializing in cupcakes can be found. So, if you're looking for a sweet treat for a special someone, why not buy a few cupcakes?
Vocabulary Review.
Renaissance. During the third WBC, Taiwanese baseball experienced a renaissance. Baby shower. Vicky's friend threw a baby shower for her when she was pregnant. Frosting. The final step of making a cake is to cover it with frosting. Range. Computer prices range from the inexpensive to the costly. Hour long. To visit his family, Greg took an hour-long train ride back home. Specialize. Many doctors specialize in one area of medicine during their careers.